listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to On the Couch, On the couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
Like the man said, you are officially on the couch with me, your friendly psychologist, Dr. Michelle. And I welcome you as I always do this time on Friday, Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m., where you can get more information about yourself, hopefully, relationships, stuff that's bothering you, whatever's going on. And I want to remind you that I'm here for you to give you some suggestions and advice. I'm not your therapist, and we really don't have a therapeutic relationship per se, but if you have questions or comments or anything like that, you can sure email me and or call me, and we can get with it and try to help you out with some certain things. And if you have any comments also about guests in the past or today's guest, who I'll be talking about in a moment, you can give me a call. And by the way, if you want to email me, do so, please. It is docmichelle@AOL.com. docmichelle@AOL.com. And that's, of course, linked up to my webpage here at LA Talk Radio, the world's most listened to talk radio station on the internet. It's docmichelle@AOL.com. You want to check me out on my website, do so, drmichelletherapy.com. Dr. Michelle with two L's, therapy.com. Now, I have a fabulous guest today. You've heard her before. I've had her on my show before several months ago. And her name is Dr. Jillian Holloway. She's the author of The Complete Dream Book of Love and Relationships. Yeah, this is a great book. You want to find out about what's going on with your relationships? Well, you see, you've probably seen her before, by the way, being interviewed on ABC's 2020. You may have read her articles in the New York Times, the Washington Post. She's also been on Self magazines, Cosmopolitan magazines, to name a few. And you may also recognize her because she was my guest several months ago, talking about her earlier book, The Complete Dream Book, Understanding Your Dreams. What a great book that was, too. So she has a new one out, and it's all about relationships. So why are you dreaming about these things? What do they mean? How to trust your intuition and stuff like that. So without further ado, we're going to get to it and say good morning to you. My guest today is Dr. Jillian Holloway, author again of The Complete Dream Book of Love and Relationships. How you doing, Jillian? I think she's here somewhere. We're going to get her online. Let me have my engineer see if he can get her up. Online there? No. Okay, we're going to try this again. See if we can get her online. Okay, I'm going to have you call in, by the way, folks, if you want to talk to her. That number, by the way, is 323-203-0815. And see if we can get her up on the line here. My engineer's working very quickly to try to see what's going on here on the phones, if it's working or not. Anyway, so if you have any kind of dream about relationships or questions about relationships, it could help you out. Many times, you know, clients who are looking for good relationships come to me and they ask how they'll know who is right for them because they've had several bad relationships in the past. you know. But they doubt themselves as to who's trustworthy or good for them. They don't know. They doubt. They go, what? So hopefully my guest today, if we can get her up live on the air, Dr. Jillian Holloway, may be able to help you out. And, you know, may be able to tell you what to do when you dream about relationships. You know, what's happening here? So maybe she can help you out. Anyway, if you want to call in, it's 323-203-0815. And we're going to be asking Dr. Holloway several questions, you know, about dreams and love and relationships, you know, and problems and things like that. So let's get her up, see if we can get her on the line now. Engineer's saying, go, 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 go. Good morning. It's Dr. Michelle. Are you there, Jillian?
Yes, it's me. Hi.
Hi. So nice to have you here. I've been building up you and your book and telling everybody about how excited I was to really get into it and read it. I really enjoyed it because it combines relationship psychology with dream research. And you are a psychologist and a university instructor at Merrill Hurst University. And what I love is that you've put together a database of over 30,000 dreams over the past 20 years. So this is just not hearsay or speculation. This is real research. And I really enjoyed reading it.
Oh, well, thank you so much. This is my first big interview since the book has been released. And I told my publicist I wanted to do it on your show because I'm just so impressed with you.
Oh, thank you. So, well, we have a mutual thing going on here, Dr. Holloway. That's how I feel about you, too. So I loved the flow of your book. I was racing through it because I want to find out about, what all these dreams mean in relationships and how we can find good relationships and all that good stuff. And again, folks, it is the complete dream book of love and relationships. And I am interviewing Dr. Jillian Holloway, the author of this book. It's her very latest, and we'll tell you how you can get the book in just a little bit. But let's just jump into the basics here, because I always have a lot of, you know, confusing feedback. People always ask me these questions, and I feel like saying, why don't you call Dr. Holloway? But I try to answer this. I don't want to do this to you, but I try to answer this question. Why do we dream? What is the purpose of dreaming?
You know, from all the research that we've done, both with humans and with animals, they're doing sort of non-torturing research with animals all the time.
Yeah.
And it looks like we dream to learn.
Wow.
To solve problems or to work on problems and to grow forward mm-hmm. into the next big thing.
Hmm.
We know throughout the lifespan that we dream about what's coming next. Mm-hmm. We're rehearsing, we're trying out different techniques. Young girls of 11, 12, 13 dream about their first kiss.
Hmm.
Women in their 20s dream about who they might marry.
Right.
So in terms of relationships, we're always looking to the future, and we're trying to kind of figure out our strategy and also what's important to us.
Wow. So dreams really are, in a sense, like you say, working out things. I mean, we have a lot of stuff going on consciously that possibly we're not aware of. And there's all these little things in the subconscious that are working for us, that are helping us out.
Right. We're trying to sort things out with a lot of our relationship dreams.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of women ask me, and men too, why do I keep dreaming about my ex when it
right.
wasn't a good experience and I know I'm done with it and
yeah.
I want to move forward and I keep dreaming about it?
Yeah.
Well, the reason is your mind is trying to sort out what went wrong, what were some of the clues that you missed, how could you do better next time and not make the same mistake over again?
Wow.
So that's why. It's not because you're hung up on the past. It's because you're trying to prepare for the future.
Right. Interesting. So it really is. It's therapy. It's working through. It's our own little brain therapist in there when we're dreaming.
Yes, it absolutely is.
Wow. So now, how is this book, do you think, different from other dream books?
Well, it's in a several ways. Mm-hmm. One is based on people's experiences,
mm-hmm.
not on theories, and there are a lot of great psychological theories that we've had for the last 100 years about dreams,
right.
And most dream books try to take those theories and apply them and explain kind of the strangeness of dreams.
Right.
And there's
right.
nothing wrong with that, but I think a more fast and useful approach is to look at the experiences that people have with their dreams
right.
and how they have helped them. And that's what my database is about. I'm not trying to guess what's going on. I'm trying to report what's going on and how it's helped people.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's cool. And, you know, yeah, a lot of those old theories are a little weird to me. I mean, you've read them all. I've read a lot of them, you know, the old dream.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, not everything's a phallic symbol. And, you know, and nothing's really...
That's right.
We can't... It's just folklore and based on possibilities and based on suggestions. But this is real research that you've done. And you've researched the people's lives and things that have happened and things that possibly may happen in conjunction
yes.
with the dreams that they've had. So this is how you really, and my gosh, you know, you have a huge database of over 30,000 dreams.
Yes,
yeah.
For the last 20 years, I've been collecting them, and all the background stories of the people,
uh-huh.
and also what the people think the dream means. Usually the dreamer has the best rock-bottom sense of what was going on.
Right.
And that's the best expert that anybody can have.
Right. That's great. So what can people learn about their dreams from this book, just generally? What are some of the things that they can get in touch with?
Well, they can see how their dreams are similar with other people. And and that's shock to most folks, that we do have very similar themes in our dreams, almost like right. movies that are, oh, yeah, I've seen that one before, or I've had that one a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That can help you know, okay, what's going on with people's lives when they have these particular dreams? And some of them are breakup dreams. You know, you're looking for a place to make love with your partner, and there's just no place. And that's a sign that maybe you're running out of strategies to keep the relationship afloat. That's, there's no place in your heart for that relationship. Sometimes there are dreams of happiness and fulfillment. You're building a house with someone. You're planting a garden with someone.
Uh-huh.
You're moving into a new area with someone. Those are signs of fulfillment. Even though they're not directly about sex or a partnership, people start having those fulfillment dreams when they meet their mate to be.
Wow.
And that's something that was a big surprise to me in the research, because people are always looking for the spark and sizzle in their dreams.
Right.
And it turns out that the dreams that show you're on the right track are much more tranquil. They're about satisfaction and fulfillment and things growing, lots of plants growing, lots of animals around, kids' dreams. Those are signs of the future.
Yeah, that sounds like, you know, like you said, more peaceful or more stability, or, you know, things that are calming and peaceful. And that means the mind, even the subconscious mind, is pretty much getting settled and really thinking that this might be the one, this might be the person in my life. And
that's right.
You talk a lot about intuition, you know, in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Are we really able to be intuitive in our dreams?
Oh, we really are, and more so in relationship dreams than in any other.
Yeah.
For some reason, my guess is that it's part of our evolution, and that it's very associated with our survival as a species, that relationships are a huge priority in dreams, whether or not that's your preoccupation when you're awake.
Mm-hmm.
And so our relationship dreams are very, very simple. They're very, either things are going well or there's a warning.
That is so
interesting. And other dreams are not that simple.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. It's, you know, I get reports, people coming in and saying, well, I dreamed that I was on a cruise ship out somewhere in the Caribbean, and this horrible person who I never saw before was trying to push me off the ship. And then all of a sudden, my ex-husband came to save me. And all these weird things that they've never done or experienced, you know, come together in one dream. And then through your book, you can help people sort of interpret and understand what all this stuff means, basically.
Yes,
yeah.
And that's something that I've learned over the years, is not to get flipped out trying to look at a symbol, or to, you know, go scan the internet and try to find out what a cruise ship means, because it just doesn't work that way.
Right.
What the mind is doing is it's giving you kind of a bottom line story, and it either you can tell by the feeling tone of it.
Yes.
that this is a morbid story, or yes, this is not going somewhere that I want to go. Or, like I was saying, the dreams of satisfaction, fulfillment, happy possibilities, it'll just give you a bottom line. And that is where your intuition is talking to you.
That's interesting that, yeah, that you talked about the feeling. You know, sometimes, and we talked about this before last time I interviewed you, I talked about the residue feeling of the dream. I mean, you know,
yes,
when people come in to talk to me and they say, oh, I'm depressed. I had such a weird dream and I remembered it and it was so weird and depressing and I feel that I've been feeling this all day. Now, do you get these reports a lot, and how would you suggest people kind of work through some of this weird, depressive or odd or scary feelings after they've had some negative dreams?
Well, the more that you can talk about it, if you write the dream down, that's going to lift the feeling. It's going to make you feel more empowered and less have less hangover from the dream. If you can talk to a friend about it or a therapist about it, or someone you trust, then you'll feel less under the weight of the dream and more able to kind of analyze it and say, wait a minute, I've had something like this before. I think last month I had something like this. And you'll start to get some clues to what's going on. So don't bottle it up and just stagger around with it. Share it wherever it's appropriate, and you'll start to feel better right away, and you'll start to get some insights right away.
Oh, that's great. That's great suggestions. And by the way, folks, if you just tuned in, you are on the couch with me, Dr. Michelle, and I'm interviewing Dr. Jillian Holloway. You may have heard her before. I interviewed her several months ago with her other book, The Complete Dream Book. But this is her latest. It's called The Complete Dream Book of Love and Relationships. And this is her debut interview here in Los Angeles on LA Talk Radio. So keep on listening, because I've got some great questions, and you may learn how to get a hold of this book so you can make your life a lot better and understand some of those dreams you're having. And it not only covers relationship issues, but there's also a lot of information to discover stuff about yourself and what's going on, which I really liked. So we are able to be intuitive in our dreams, right, Jillian? I mean, a lot of people go intuition.
Absolutely. I think that's the most important thing for people to understand about their dreams, is that it's a great opportunity for your intuition to talk to you. So just be kind of stubborn and insistent and look at them over and over again and look at the simplest bottom line, the common denominator, and that will get you started with some quick understanding of what's going on.
And you kind of go with the feeling associated with that. I know that, you know, you say, well, how did you feel about that? How were you feeling when this happened to you? And, you know, people
can
sort of nail that. Okay. So there are things that get in our way. You know, we're very analytical sometimes, and we start doubting ourselves. So what kinds of things may block us from trusting in the kind of intuitive dreams and the kind of, you know, instead of throwing these things away, these elements, say, in a dream that were weird or the feeling was odd and, you know, just saying, oh, that was just weird. How can we, you know, get in touch with these things and trust that these things really mean something to us, possibly?
Well, one of the things that gets in our way is that we are afraid of what we're going to find out. And nobody wants to get bad news or to find out something that they would prefer not to be the case.
Right.
So that is one way that we... But people do that not only with things that could be a warning, but they do that with their own possibilities, too. We're in denial about our own potential on a constant basis. So I would say just try to let go of that and look at your dreams, because it's another side of your intelligence. It's just something that your mind is producing. It's not going to be some terrible, catastrophic blow.
Right.
It's going to be more information.
Right.
And it's going to click with what you already know. People don't walk away from a relationship because of a dream. They don't get married because of a dream.
Right.
When they have an intuitive dream, it is the frosting on the cake. It confirms what they already know in their heart of hearts.
Yes.
And they go, oh, wait a minute, I already knew this. And then they move forward. So you're not going to be bouncing off the walls because of a dream. It's going to confirm what you already know to be true down deep.
Oh, that's cool. Now, how can our dreams bring up old belief systems, you know, about relationships? How you know, we do that. I guess we do. We dream about old belief systems that may be, like we said, negative. And how can we learn about preventing the negative consequences in our conscious life? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. That's one of the big things that our relationships do, is try to sort out the past. And sometimes if there is a hangover from the past, and I call those artificial belief systems, the belief that you're not worthy, or the belief that, you know, you're not the pretty one, your sister was the pretty one.
Right.
We have all kinds of weird superstitions left over from childhood.
Sure.
And those kind of way in on us when we're trying to have a relationship. A lot of times those things will come up in dreams. People
right.
will start dreaming about their childhood. When they meet a possible potential mate, you'll start dreaming about your childhood home and your parents' marriage, and you'll think, well, what's that about?
Yeah.
Well, what it's about is telling you, look, you don't have to do what they did.
Right.
You have a choice.
Yes.
And so even if the dream feels like, ugh, it's about that yucky past, don't look at it that way. Look at it as a reminder that, look, here's picture A and you're living story B.
Mm-hmm.
And it just lets you contrast that and make a conscious decision about it.
Yeah, that's really cool. I mean, a lot of people, and again, you know, be aware of it. It's not a negative thing. It's a signpost that your mind's working on some things that, maybe I don't want to have this kind of old stuff in my life anymore. And these are little clues that I'm getting rid of them. I'm processing them in my sleep.
Right.
Yeah.
And I had, there was one story in the book about a young man, and he was such a cutie pie. I mean, this was a guy any woman would have wanted to go out with.
Right.
And he had the worst time. He always went for unavailable women, and sometimes they were married, sometimes they lived across the country, and then he'd just kind of sweat it out and suffer for a year in that relationship, and then he'd go out and get another one that was unavailable. Well, he started having dreams about his childhood when his mom had had to have some therapy, and she had to leave the home for about a year when he was little.
That's scary.
And that dream clued him into the fact this is where that sense of longing and abandonment comes from.
Right.
And when he felt that longing and abandonment, that separation from the woman he loved, that felt like home to him. And so he recreated it in his adult relationship.
Wow.
So I put that in the book because I thought that was a great example of how sometimes something very simple and innocent, we can be doing it over and over again and not knowing it.
Yeah, that's true. That's really interesting. And hopefully he moved on. Hopefully he you know, started picking people who were available, made the connection in the conscious, and said, this is, you know, this is why I keep picking these people. And wow, that's right. I keep dreaming about mom, and she was not there for me. So it's okay and normal to have women who are not there for me. So that's so interesting.
Yeah.
By the way, if you just tuned in here on LA Talk Radio, this is Michelle, and you're on the couch with me today. And my special guest is Dr. Jillian Holloway. She's the author of The Complete Dream Book of Love and Relationships, her latest book. And it's fascinating. And by the way, Jillian, I was I love the examples. You know, you just talked about the young man who, you know, in the book about his dreams and stuff. What's so cool, too, is you give examples of the people, many of the people who you researched, and how they worked through a lot of their dreams and worked through, you know, their issues in real life, when you know, in the conscious life. So it was really an interesting read that way, because you help people by helping them identify with some of the people you talk about in the book. So.
Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's talk about, you know, things that may get in our way. You know, we don't trust things sometimes. Our dreams kind of scare us, and they bring up old belief systems about relationships. You know, how can we prevent negative consequences in our conscious life? Now, you just talked about the young man that did that, but we sometimes do. We have old belief systems. And again, it's like the mom, you know, being away. What are some of the other situations that you've encountered where people may have negative belief systems about relationships and how they learn from their dreams?
Well, one of the common ones is that it's sort of like the codependent idea, but I call it erasing yourself. And this is something I encounter with certain kinds of women, and it's certainly not losers by any sense of the imagination. It's just a coping skill. It's like when it comes to a pinch, this is the person that goes without the dessert so that somebody else can have it. Yeah. This is the person that picks up the tab at the restaurant. This is the person that, if you can't make it, then I'll do the extra volunteer work.
Right.
I'll do it for two people.
The fixer.
This person always, their default setting is to kind of erase their own needs
right. And
take up the slack for everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a wonderful personality, but if that's your only coping skill, then that's what you'll do in your relationship.
Right.
And if that's what you always do in your relationship, guess what? You're going to get taken advantage of.
Yep.
And pretty soon you're going to feel starved inside.
Yes. That's interesting.
So this is... Yeah. Yeah, this is something that comes up often in relationship dreams, is being at a banquet and everybody else gets fed, but for some reason they just neglect to serve you.
And
there are lots and lots of dreams like that where,
right. You
know, everybody gets on the cruise boat, but, you don't get to come. There's not a seat for you. And the dreams are exaggerating this pattern of leaving yourself out of the equation of fun and fulfillment.
Hmm.
And it's sort of a lonely dream, but it can be a big clue to people who have that pattern that, look, you have a choice point, and you may feel almost magnetically drawn
yes. To
make a sacrifice every single time.
Right.
But if you're conscious of it, then you have that choice point, and you can say, hey, I feel that pull,
right. But
it's not an irresistible pull, and I have a choice. And you can start practicing making other decisions. And it's huge.
Yes, it's
a little thing that makes a huge difference.
Oh, it really does. That's so interesting. And in your book, also, The Complete Dream Book of Love and Relationships, you talk about something that I never really got this. I mean, I understand it's a really romantic theory. Love at first sight. Now, it's, you know, you hear this a lot, and we see this a lot in movies. But is this true? Is there really love at first sight, do you suppose?
Well, you know, there's something at first sight, and I was not exactly a cynic, but I don't believe in Santa Claus, let's put
it
that way.
Okay. Yeah.
And what I found out from people is that there are a lot of people, and I'm very excited about this research,
yeah.
I'm going to keep on with it,
cool.
There are a lot of people who say that they knew at their first meeting, boom,
yeah. This
is going to be my life partner, this
yes. Is
going to be my husband or wife.
Yeah.
And what they report, though, is not that it was all sparks and chemistry and
yeah.
they were looking for a place to do the nasty right away. It was that there was a sense of recognition, and it was intuitive recognition.
Yes.
And it was full-blown. My life is about to change. This is the person.
Wow.
And they thought, well, I better get to know this person. A lot of them said, I wasn't even attracted to this man.
Right.
That's I just saw them, and I knew.
Yes, exactly. You have some great stories in here. You know, about some individuals who shared their experiences about so-called love at first sight, or, you know, recognition and deja vu and things like that. So it's kind of fun because you can, you know, really compare a lot of things that happen. It is like research. You talk about the thought flash, which I was really
yes.
interested in. Can you describe a little bit more about that when we're talking about love at first sight?
Well, there was one woman who was looking
yeah.
on an internet site, a respectable dating matching site, and she saw this person's name as a potential match for her. And as soon as she saw it, the thought flashed into her mind, oh, I'm going to marry him.
Wow.
She was a very independent gal, and she wasn't even looking for a husband.
Yes.
And it just, boom,
yes.
came to her. And she ended up marrying him, and they're very, very happy.
Wow.
And they both knew right away.
That is so interesting.
What this, as a researcher, yeah. what this reminds me of is the similar stories I've heard of people who said, you know, I was in the hospital for a broken leg, and I was 13, and I looked at the doctor putting the cast on, and I thought, I'm going to be a doctor.
Wow. Yes.
So
yes.
we have this recognition, or people who said, you know, I went to Hawaii on vacation and said to myself, I'm going to live here one day.
Yes.
We have that recognition for something important in our lives that's going to be life-changing, that's going to shape us, and we get these flashes.
Yes.
And I think they are intuition, and
they are
correct.
Oh, I think they are.
And this love at first sight thing is just another example of that.
Yes.
That's what I suspect.
Yeah. I suspect that. You know, not to go personal here, but my husband, I'm very lucky. I have a lovely husband. He's a wonderful man of 22 years, actually. And he always says to me, when I first saw you, It was in a business situation, business meeting. It was love at first sight. And I say, hogwash. I tease him.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I say, you liked the way I looked, and I thought you were hot too. We didn't acknowledge that really in our first meeting because we had to do business together. But, all that you're talking about as the time has gone on, he's talked about his feeling that I can't really explain it. I can't tell you what it was. It wasn't like this, oh, she's so pretty, I'm falling in love with her. It was this one-of-a-kind experience. He said he never had it. He couldn't describe it. He thought this was a life-changing experience. It was weird. He said he got a weird, spontaneous kind of a chill feeling, which was, I'm going, wow, this is so cool. I love this, But, I mean, these things really are signs. And, there really possibly are physiological, intuitive signs that are associated with love at first sight, which I really love this chapter. I really had a great time reading it. And you talk about other...
Oh.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Yeah. I had a great time researching it, and I learned a great deal, too. It was very exciting, really.
Yeah. Some of the intuitive signs of compatibility you talk about bodily relaxation, a life-changing connection, or a jolt, as my husband described.
Mm-hmm.
Brightened future feelings, breathing easier, being more yourself. And that's a really biggie, too. You're not, you just kind of lose that I have to be phony sense, or I have to be perfect for someone sense. And not to get into the whole book, because I really want people to read. You have to, folks, get through. You have to read this book because it's a quick read, but it's fascinating. It's about, your relationships, what's going on subconsciously inside. And again, if you just tuned in here on LA Talk Radio, my guest is Dr. Jillian Holloway. She is the author of this new book, The Complete Dream Book of Love and Relationships. So we're talking about, we just talked about first sight, love at first sight. And there really are great stories about that. So there are a lot of common dreams that you've researched that, may signify a very positive relationship. This is beyond, love at first sight. Can you tell us about some of the common dreams that you've researched that some people may get as a clue that signify that they're having a positive relationship?
Yes, and some of these do not, at first glance, they don't even seem like they're about a relationship, mm-hmm. and that's why it's important to talk about them, I think.
Yeah.
A lot of dreams that are positive about going home.
Right.
A lot of times people will have what I call a return dream, where you go back to your childhood home or you go back to the place you grew up, your hometown, and everything's positive. All the wounds have healed.
Yeah.
Everything's reconnecting for you. Well, in your psyche and in your emotions, as you know, when we turn a corner and we mature and we're ready for something really positive,
mm-hmm.
we start to feel whole inside. There's a healing that goes on.
Yeah.
And we are able to do things we haven't been able to do before because we're changing. And this is reflected in those dreams of going home. And that comes up just a lot for both men and women.
Yeah.
When they meet someone wholesome and they got the connections on all levels,
mm-hmm.
they'll start to dream about going back home and everything's great. Everything's the way it should always have been.
Interesting. What are some of the other common themes in those dreams that you've seen, patterns?
Well, a lot of dreams about building. A lot of dreams about building a house, constructing something, creating something. Sometimes women will dream about cooking, and it's just everything's going right. You can just throw in any ingredient, and it goes well.
Right.
So a lot of dreams about creativity or building a future. Also a lot of dreams where people will have a scene in the future, and they're already married. There are kids laughing in the background.
Yes.
And it's just a day in a life. There's nothing special going on, but it's a sweet, fulfilled kind of scene.
Yes.
And those are very reliable signs of you're on the right track. Something good is being built here.
Mm-hmm. So cool. Now, lots of folks I've worked with talk about their past bad relationships. I mean, why do I keep picking? And we talked about the young man who was really cool, you said, and had to work out the thing with mom,
mm-hmm.
and he had a lot of dreams and realized and worked through the missing mom factor and how he attracted women who were not available for him. But What are some of the warning signs and like common dreams that, can help people avoid getting into some bad relationships?
Well, one of the biggies, and this is incredibly common,
is
that of being back in the worst relationship of your life.
Okay.
Women have this very often. It's a big intuitive warning.
Yes.
That they meet someone and everything is great and then they're all excited because this guy looks like the right thing.
Right.
And right away, they'll start having warning dreams.
Huh.
And usually the first warning dream will be, whoops, through some snafu, I'm back with my ex-husband, or I'm back with the crazy psycho guy from my past.
Yeah.
How did I do this, you know?
Yeah.
And what they tell themselves, this is one of our blocks
to
understanding intuition, is that, oh, well, you know, Mr. Wonderful is nothing like that crazy psycho guy that I dated in college.
Right.
They're completely different. Mr. Wonderful. Is a ear, nose, and throat doctor, or what? You know, I mean, they're rationalizing the superficial differences, but the intuitive mind has said, "Wait a minute, this is an exploitive personality, just like a psycho, or whatever the problem may have been."
Right.
And those dreams start in from day one.
Yes.
And so that is something to pay attention to. You don't have to walk away from a relationship because you had that. You can add up your evidence like a CSI investigator and make your decision. But do include those dreams in the evidence as you evaluate it going forward.
Oh, wow. That's so interesting. You know, you talk about some of the common dreams that are, you know, warning dreams. I mean, specific dreams. And I was going through here and I was... Oh my gosh, I've heard these stories before. I myself have dreamed them, and I'm sure you have as well. But some of the common ones you talk about are the 911 dream. We all know about that one, right? And
right, you're trying to dial 911, you can't get through.
Oh my gosh. What is that, what does that signify, do you suppose?
Well, I think at the core of it is that it represents the way your intuition is trying to get your attention, and the conscious mind is poo-pooing it.
Okay.
And it's like you're the person in the dream with the emergency, and the operator is doing her nails, and she won't put the call through, or you know, it's something preposterous.
Right.
But that's exactly what's going on. It's an exaggeration of the dream, of the intuition saying, "Look out!"
Yeah.
And the conscious mind saying, "Oh no, he's wonderful. You know, it was just a misunderstanding."
Right. Interesting. I love that. There's also this one was really cool too: the burglary and seduction dream. And I've heard people talk about this. Can you elaborate on that a little bit more?
Yes, that is, it sounds like something from the movie of the week.
Yeah,
and it's usually just that there's a burglar or somebody has come into the house and the woman confronts him, but there's an immediate attraction.
Right.
And he's kind of cute and he looks good in his jeans. And all of a sudden, in the middle of trying to figure out what to do about the burglary, she's attracted to him. And he proceeds to kind of seduce her.
Yeah.
And they may or may not have sex in the dream, but it turns into a kind of an okay rape scenario.
It's
the line, all the boundaries become blurred in this.
Right.
And this is kind of a warning dream because it exaggerates the fact that something that's not good for you has come into your life. It's come into your space. It's crossed the boundary.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you're reacting to it is paying attention to the friction of attraction and not paying attention to the fact that there's a violation that's taking place.
Right.
So I think those dreams exaggerate the weirdness of the situation to try and make it more explicit consciously.
Right. You may be really, really attracted to this guy, but deep down inside you know intuitively that there's something not right about him. There's something you're not trusting. There's something not right. But, wow, he's so great looking, and, oh, you can't resist him in this dream. But there, he's a bad boy, and it's not okay. It's going to turn out wrong. You know, these are the heads-up dreams, little red flags in your life. And, you know, the body damage dream is a common theme as well. You know, you've lost a limb or suffered damage, you know, to your hands or that kind of thing. And these really make us feel sick when we wake up. You know, it's scary. I've had a lot of people say, "Oh my God, I lost my arm and my what's that about?" So,
well, those body images. I'm glad you brought that up because that's one of the most serious dreams of all. and it's a sign that you stand in danger of losing some part of yourself, not physically,
yes,
but emotionally, which is just as bad in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the dream is making that danger graphic, and
yes.
it's making you sick. It's punching you in the stomach,
yeah.
so you wake up nauseous.
Yes.
Because it's important to
yeah.
pay attention.
Yes. So good. So our mind is telling us, again, in the subconscious state when we're sleeping, heads up, something's going on that's not right. And you're losing or going to possibly get yourself into something really bad if you don't pay attention to what's going on here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's the escape fantasy dream, you know, somebody trying to get away from a bad situation. You know, those are always common. And, you know, again, all these are warning signs. These are really important things. The abandoned or abused animals dream. Oh, my goodness, I've heard that one a lot, too. You know,
yes,
you find your
yeah,
pet.
And that's another yeah. one that makes
yeah.
us wake up sick.
Yeah, exactly. Your pet's been hurt or, you know, it was obviously deliberate. That's, you know, a feeling of loss of control. And, well, you better kind of wake up to that one and take control of some of the stuff that's going on, right? By the way, folks. Yeah, go ahead, huh? I'm sorry.
No, a lot of times our animals represent the sweetest part of our heart.
Oh,
and to
yeah.
see it abused or hurt in a dream is a big wake-up call.
Exactly. It really is. It really is. By the way, folks, if you just tuned in, this is Dr. Michelle, and we're talking with our guest today, Dr. Jillian Holloway. She's the author. It's the latest book that she has out, and it's really good reading. It's The Complete Dream Book of Love and Relationships. So we're talking now about just some symbols and relationship dream themes, you know, that may come up. Some common things that may come up. You know, we have stuff like sensual kissing we talked about a little earlier. Or, you know, some of the other... What are some of the common themes and signs that come up for people that may kind of give them indications of what they're thinking about in the conscious life?
Well, the simpler the dream, mm-hmm. sometimes the more important the message. So
yeah.
a lot of romantic dreams where you find the right person, there is a big buildup. It's almost like the movies in the 40s where the kiss is the ultimate thing that happens.
Right, right.
And when you have that in a dream, it's very poignant. It's very touching. And a lot of times it's a good indicator of mm. a real connection.
Mm.
A kiss is symbolic of a
yes.
almost a soulful connection with someone. So if you have that with a partner in a dream, it's a very positive
yes.
indicator that mm-hmm. you're making a very good connection, even more so than a sensual erotic sex dream, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. That's so interesting. Some of my favorite dreams that I have are the shopping and buying
uh-huh.
new outfits. I mean, I have these stores I've never been in, and they're just filled with colors and beautiful cloth and beautiful dresses and gowns. And I mean, hours. I mean, I don't know. I'm really not a shopaholic in life, but I'm in these fantastic stores, and I'm just lavishing in all the beautiful cloths, and hours going through, you know, trying things on and looking through different hangers and clothes. Just funny stuff. And this is kind of a neat dream, don't you think? I mean, it's a positive thing.
Oh, it's a very positive
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
It's very expansive, and you're getting to make lots of decisions and
yes.
choices about what's right for you and what
yeah.
isn't right for you.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing for women to have in their dreams, because
mm-hmm.
that shows a sense of power and autonomy, making
ah.
decisions in big ways and small ways. And, of course, those gowns and those
yeah.
things are opportunities and potentials
uh-huh.
and choices and decisions. They're not really about clothes.
Right, right. I love that. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Really good to know.
Yeah.
Also, we have dreams about swimming. I can't tell you how many people have come in and talked about swimming. You know, of course, they're breathing underwater. Or there's a huge, you know, huge giant pool, and they're swimming, and they're having a great time. And the water's warm, and they're just, yeah, everything's perfect. You know, what is the symbol of swimming mean in a dream?
Well, it is very funny, and it took me many years to really get a handle on this
yeah.
and many people telling me about it.
Yeah.
But swimming a lot of times is about how we react in an emotional environment
mm-hmm.
or in our current emotional environment. And so a positive swimming dream, a lot of times when people meet the right person for them, or they're just having a good positive relationship, they'll dream about swimming and doing it well, whether
yes.
they can swim in waking life or not.
Uh-huh.
And it seems to just reflect that things are going well, that they're able to connect emotionally, and they're able to navigate within an emotional realm with the person in their life. So it's a dream of empowerment and comfort and sort of delicious exploration. Mm. Water is very important in dreams, and I think that's why it's featured so often, because it does reflect our emotional situation.
Hmm. That is really cool, because, I mean, it really is. I mean, it's a very common theme that I hear from people. And I wanted to ask this one. A lot of people come in and they're confused, guys and gals. They come in and they say, Dr. Michelle, I had this dream. You know, I'm in a pretty secure relationship. I've been married for a while, and I had this wild affair. I was unfaithful to my mate. Why did I dream about that? You have a great section here about dreams where you're unfaithful to your partner, or your boyfriend or girlfriend. What's that about?
Well, a lot of times that can be about something that you're doing that is, you feel it's breaking a bond with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
And dreams exaggerate that. We have a real sense of conscience, especially when we're dreaming. And so if there's been anything that you think was a betrayal, and an example is, one woman was engaged to this great guy, and they later married, very happy. But during the engagement, she started corresponding via email with an old boyfriend. And it was platonic, and this went on and on and on and on. And the more they corresponded, the more she dreamt that she was being unfaithful to her fiancé.
Interesting.
Because in a sense, she was reigniting the bond with ex, and there was a lot more than just friendship, that there was a real intimacy that was being rekindled and rebuilt. And after a while, she realized, you know what, it's just not appropriate. I need to kind of step back.
Yes.
And I can still, you know, be friends with this person, but I can't have this raging email love affair going on. It is a kind of infidelity.
Yeah.
So her dreams kind of woke her up to that boundary that she was violating.
Yeah. That's interesting. So she realized she does have a conscience about this, and she's kind of like, ooh, maybe I better, you know, think about what I'm doing to my man. You know, this is maybe not okay. And I do have, that's good. People who have consciences are good. I mean, it's a good thing. It's a good trait. You know, and one more thing. How can we program our dreams, you know, to change them? I mean, can we change them? Can we wake up and say, I don't like the way this continually ends? I'd like to change the ending so I feel better.
Yes, we can absolutely change them. We can re-script the ending. You can, when you wake up, you can write the dream down and change the ending and make it happen the way you would like to have happened.
Uh-huh.
And if you chickened out and abandoned ship, you can go back and grab the helm and save the crew. I mean, you can change it and do what you would do differently.
Wow.
And run that through your mind until you feel like this is, you can sort of program that new ending into your mind. And you can also just talk to your dreaming mind. This sounds a little weird, but you can just talk to your mind before you go to sleep and say, look, that was a really interesting nightmare, but you scared the dickens out of me. Can you give me the same information in a way that's not so scary so I can get at what the point was?
Right.
And it can be just that simple.
Wow.
And you'll have a dream the next night that has similar themes, but instead of getting your feet cut off, you'll just wear a pair of shoes that are too tight. And it'll be giving you the same message, but without the horror story.
Wow, that
so
is great.
It is your mind, and it is amenable to your control, so start having that conversation.
What? That's great. And we are really powerful. We really are powerful, and we can guide our dreams through our conscious mind as well. And through our subconscious, we can learn more about what's going on in our conscious lives, you know, give us a heads up on warning signs and things like that. So it works both ways, really. Anyway, folks, look, we're going to have to get going pretty soon, and thank you so much for being a guest on my show. Always a pleasure to have you. It's Dr. Jillian Holloway. She's the author of her latest book. I'm happy to say this is the debut interview here in Los Angeles, latalkradio.com. This is the complete dream book of love and relationships. And how can folks get in touch with you, and how can folks get the book?
The book is available. It should be in all the bookstores, and it's also on Amazon and Barnes & Noble online. And if you need to get a hold of me, I'm at the website lifetreks.com. It's LIFETREKS. Okay. And there are lots of comment buttons there, so you can get in touch with me directly there.
Great. All right. As always, such a pleasure to talk with you. It's just fun interview, interesting, and, you know, folks, you can't go wrong here with a psychologist and a university professor and a researcher. She knows what she's talking about, so thank you so much.
Thanks
again.
So much.
As always, great. Take good care of yourself, and hopefully we'll be talking soon. I'm also looking forward to that book about, you know, predicting the future and intuition as well, so that'll be good.
Yes.
All right, Dr. Holloway. Great. Take good care now. Thank you. All right. That was, you know what? I love this book. If you're interested in it, go ahead, go online. You can pick it up at Amazon.com bookstores. It's out. And this is The Complete Dream Book of Love and Relationships. Again, my guest, Dr. Jillian Holloway. And this is Dr. Michelle, and you've been on the couch with me. By the way, if you want to get in touch with me, you can do so. Find me at my website. It's drmichelletherapy.com, drmichelletherapy.com, and find out what I'm about and what I talk about and making positive life changes for you. Also, if you want to have some feedback to the show, have questions of your own, go ahead, give me a shout on my email address. And that's docmichelle@aol.com. D-O-C Michelle with two L's. Great having you with me. I'll be back next week. We have another fabulous author. We'll be talking about fear, how to become fearless. Have a great day, and do take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for other people. How's that? All right. Bye-bye.
Got you on my mind again tonight. Seeing flashing red.